Tell me what you recall about Jim Elliott.
I remember when he came back, he wasn't sure if, you know, if it was the right thing. He was pretty nervous about all that, but it was obvious that he had a lot of talent, and they I was glad to see them put him on the morning show. As a matter of fact, I think he started mornings when I was there. It might have been I just heard him at another time. But and it became Elliott and Woodside eventually.
Yeah, but all right. Well, let's tie in another name from the past. That was a year after the fact. Mm. The first guy to come in and do news, I think, was from your station, Don O'Day.
Oh, yeah, Dan O'Day. That was his alias on the air, real name Larson Bennett. And he works for an advertising agency in Phoenix these days, and he does a lot of voice work. But yeah, Larson Bennett, as Dan O'Day, got a chance to go back to WPGC and be on the air. And, you know, he was glad he did it, but he was a Western kid and eventually came back to Utah and then on to Arizona.
Mm-hmm. He was only there for 1 year.
I believe you're right. And then
then they brought Scott Woodside up from Z93.
Is that when they did that? Okay, Scott Woodside. There was also J. Robert Howe.
Oh, but that was years later. I worked with J. Robert.
Oh, was it?
Oh, that was that was 82.
At one time, he was one of my best friends. I mean, not that we ever broke up in terms of our friendship, but I haven't seen him in years. But J. Robert Howe, he worked with me in Provo, and we just hit it off big time. We had a good time together.
Mm-hmm. That was after the format change that they brought him in.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. They teamed up with Dave Fox. First, they teamed up with Dude Walker.
Oh, really? Yeah.